There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
From you, I miss your touch. The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC. It just starts in black and white.
And now we're in glorious color. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the third and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk and streaming live or later on our My Talk app. I'm Jason, Lex, and Dawn. Now, usually, we start the final hour on Thursdays with Second Chance Romance, but historically, this happens from time to time. People kind of chicken out.
Yeah.
They change their mind, and that is the case today. One of our participants, the one that wrote the email, had a change of heart.
The most important one, the one at the beginning.
Had a change of heart and is refusing to go on the air. So
probably the most sane thing.
probably.
Given the circumstances, which I will not reveal.
Yes. So next week or next Tuesday.
We'll
bring it back.
Tuesday.
But right now, we'll do a little hooge pooge, a little hodgepodge. And I have a little talker we'll get to in a second. But first, we usually start the 6 o'clock hour or hour one on the podcast by playing one of our favorite occasional games, and that is, why the hell is this on the show sheet? We are a very fancy show. Sometimes we have a Google document. A Google document that we put things on that we want to talk about. Again, it's a Google document that we have access to. Dawn McClain today. This is now. I know you're thinking, audience. You're thinking, oh, it's going to be Alexis.
No, not today.
No.
Oh, wow.
Here is what Dawn McClain has written somewhere on our show sheet. Actually, Lex, I think it would be far funnier if you read it.
Yeah, okay. Dawn. Wow, why is this on the grid? Caressing the nipples of my hibernating bear. What?
Okay. This happens to be a title of a new anime show. And that's the name of it, Caressing the Nipples of My Hibernating Bear. I will tell you that it is a BL series, which means boy love. So this is a homosexual anime. And,
oh, that kind of bear.
And they're written by women. Okay? Traditionally written by women, these BL series.
Okay.
And that is the title.
So his lover's sleeping and he's messing with his nipples?
Now, I'm not sure because they don't really go into the plot yet. But if you have an anime channel, you can see this in July. And the anime and manga industry has just exploded. There's so many, like, you know, you can get on Funimation. That's a whole channel for anime. There's so many books. Half of the library is, or not the library, half of bookstores are gone now, entire sections, because there are two full rows of anime. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, it's
like,
awesome.
It used to be a lot of gaming books and stuff, and I'm like, where are my horror novels? Nope, anime sells more. So this is a real title, Caressing the Nipples of My Hibernating Bear. It's a boy love series.
Oh, maybe his lover is a bear.
Maybe. The
like,
picture,
not the animal. Yeah.
The picture's weird. It's a boy just holding on to a mother-looking figure who has large bazongas.
Oh.
Now, they're covered up, but they're really
confused.
Yeah, I know. I don't really get it. I do have some other shocking titles, but that one was the most shocking out of all of the releases.
Yeah.
Because there was an anime fest, and they released some new titles. So we have that, Caressing the Nipples of My Hibernating Bear.
I'm in. I want to see
dissect.
This.
I got to dissect what this means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the cover art is... I thought I might have figured it out. Again, because there are all types. You know, we're a rainbow. We have bears, otters, twinks.
Yeah.
We have butch. We have, we have furries. I mean, we have all sorts of colors of the rainbow. But,
right.
But then the snuggling of the bosom on the cover art throws me for a loop.
It is a little weird. So somebody who speaks Japanese really did take the Japanese title and made sure that was the correct translation.
They're
like, yes, this is the most accurate translation.
Wow.
So the other way it's described is healing animal-eared boys love anime. Healing animal-eared boys love anime. So it could be animal boys.
Yeah, he's like, instead of a thundercat.
Oh, and they wear
he's a bear.
Caressing the bear nipples
hybrid.
Of my hibernating bear. Yeah,
yeah, Lexi's a human bear hybrid.
Oh, I see. That could also be a demand before you go to sleep. You know, that might be kind of fun.
Oh.
I demand that you caress my nipples.
Okay.
While I'm in a slumber.
While I'm hibernating.
Okay. 8 and 11. Yes. Okay. So,
what?
I'm grabbing some Jason out of context, Alexis
out of context
today.
Yeah.
Okay. So for now, here are some of the favorites, the other ones that were released.
Okay.
There's one called I Want to Eat Your Pancreas.
The Alexis Thompson story.
Or Buffalo Bill.
Some Chianti.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Okay.
This one's Butt Attack Punisher Girl, Gatoman. Butt Attack Punisher Girl, Gatoman.
Then the Donna Valentine story.
Mm-hmm. Then there's
wow.
Bo. Okay.
The Julia Cobb story.
Why? Why?
Because sometimes you can't understand her. Bo.
This one's a little bit longer, but just go with me here.
Okay.
If I don't successfully pick up 420 girls, I'm going to die in a lot of different ways.
The Grant story.
If I don't successfully, that's the title.
Is that
if I don't successfully pick up 420 girls, I'm going to die in a lot of different ways. Oh. I don't know. It could be because there's 420 in there.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, this is way better than Second Chance Romance.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
That's just my personal opinion.
Right. And then the last one here is...
I want to eat your pancreas.
The last one is called A Boring World Where the Concept of Dirty Jokes Don't Exist.
Oh.
That's just pretty dry, that one.
Yeah.
A boring world where the concept of dirty jokes don't exist. What are they going to do with that?
I'm telling you, I am absolutely watching that first one with the boy bear.
Oh, yeah. Caressing the nipples of my hibernating bear. Which comes out in July, and I'm pretty sure if you have an anime channel, you'll be able to watch any of these titles.
Yeah.
Why do I have this as part of my algorithm? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, what are you searching?
I actually just, I sign up for comic book, like anything about comic books or anime comes up in my...
Okay.
Wow, Dragon Ball Z has come a long way. Or,
that sure does.
Cousins,
and maybe.
And I'm going to try to do a sports analogy, and if I can't take it to the finish line, I apologize, but I decided to take this ball and run with it. So I Googled funny anime titles.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple more. And I just have one that I think is hysterical. And it's called, Is It Wrong to Try to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon?
Yeah. It's wrong to be in a dungeon. How about that? Let's start there.
I mean, if you're in a dungeon, why not?
Sure. Oh. Whatever.
Oh.
That might be the whole point of going in the dungeon in the first place.
This could have been my story. The full title of one anime, no matter how I look at it, it's you guys' fault that I'm unpopular.
Dear mom and dad.
Okay, this could be the Alexis Thompson story part two. Here's the next anime title. You ready, Lex?
Ready.
Here's your autobiography. I want you to make a disgusted face and show me your underwear.
These titles, I just don't get it.
I want
what about
you to
Sailor Moon? What about?
Yeah.
Oh.
I want you to make a disgusting face and show me your underwear.
Oh, God,
what is it, Dawn?
Are they granny panties?
This is a thing.
Yeah.
This they have anime has because there's another list of unusually long titles.
Oh, great, let's hear some.
Do you love your mom and her two-hit multi-target attacks?
Yes, I do.
The Otherworldly Demon King and the Sumner Girls Slave Magic.
Okay. That sounds fairly normal compared to the others.
Alexis's autobiography comes in at number 21. I want you to make a disgusted face and show me your underwear.
Yeah.
Let's see here. That's too... can't read that. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Anahana, we still don't know the name of the flower we saw that day.
Okay.
Okay, that's another full title.
What is the flower? Is that something?
No, I think it's quite literally a flower.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I couldn't become a hero, so I reluctantly decided to get a job.
Oh, it's so literal. I love it. That's what we all go through. Don't we, as little kids, we think we're going to be something else.
Oh, this is really good. Okay, yeah. Well, this was a great rabbit hole to fall down. Yeah, I want you to make a disgusting face and show me your underwear. Let's. If I was single, that would be my pickup line.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, want to show me a disgusting face and show me your underwear?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll get the, bring the boys to the yard.
Yeah, it will.
Do we have a half price deal today?
No.
Oh, okay.
But if you go to My Talk Deals, there are ones that haven't been sold out. You guys.
John's just like, no.
Dawn, can you check the transmitter? Are we still on the air? Are we still broadcasting?
After our conversation about cashew milk yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
That was epic. Did you find your milk?
I didn't go looking yesterday. I actually picked up something else as an alternative. It was
not as good though.
Almond coconut milk that was 30 calories.
Okay, you can do the five more calories. Dawn.
I know.
Just go
it's
like this.
Really
just
not a calorie
do this
counter.
For a couple. Okay.
Yeah, just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
There you
10.
Go. You just burned off the 5 calories. When we come back, the dirt alert next.
5 stars. That's how much Dr. Amy Hughes's patients love her work. The incredible 5-star reviews for my friend Dr. Amy Hughes of Hughes Dental just keep on coming. And if you're thinking about creating your best smile, call my friend, Dr. Amy Hughes. Again, she is a 5-star rated dentist. I said 5-star.
And in Minnesota, she's one of 10 accredited cosmetic dentists through the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry.
That's great. I actually Googled what people are saying about her, and our friend Dr. Amy is doing it right. Her patient Nicole had this to say about her experience with the team at Hughes Dental. I had the absolute best experience with Dr. Amy Hughes and her team. They are incredible. I came in wanting to improve my smile, and their work was flawless. They listened to my needs and concerns and tailored my treatment plan appropriately. I'm obsessed with my new smile. I wish I'd done this sooner.
I jumped on the Google too. Here's what Shannon said about her experience. Hughes Dental is amazing. I always feel that my dental needs are met in an efficient and professional way and that Dr. Hughes and Jackie truly care about their patients. I really appreciate the attention to detail and fancy technology that they have also. Thanks for all you do, Dr. Hughes.
You can see some of Dr. Amy's patients' beautiful new smiles on her website. website, hughes-dental.com. While you're on her website, check out the free video consult. Be sure to let them know that Jason told you that Hughes Dental is the only choice for your smile makeover.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
It's time now to get you caught up with the big entertainment and pop culture headlines of the day in the Dirt Alert. Good morning again, Don.
Good morning. All right. Saloma Gomez. Oh, my God.
Saloma Gomez.
Remember her from the Bible? Okay. Selena Gomez apologized because fans thought that a recent TikTok video that she put up was making fun of Hailey Bieber. She posted a skincare video, and it was right after Hailey put up a video about her skin issues that she's having. You know, she's had quite a few medical just things that have happened to her, and people were quick to point out how she posted it only hours after she posted a Get Ready With Me TikTok video. So she responded to the critics by saying, "This is why I believe in taking care of your mental health, guys. No idea what I did, but I'm really sorry. Zero bad intention. Deleting soon." And then she turned the comments off. So, you know, I just, her whole connection with Justin Bieber is a million years ago to this girl. This is like, it's been so many years. Hailey Bieber is the wife of Justin Bieber. She doesn't care.
No.
She doesn't want to make fun of her.
Get a life.
Especially, right, get a life.
It's so unintentional.
Right.
Get a life.
She's a nice person, and she definitely knows what it feels like to be under, you know, mental stress. She was off of social media for years.
You're picking on someone with mental health issues, you losers. Get a life.
She didn't
move
do it on
on
purpose. Why would you even think that? I don't know.
Go comment on somebody else's stupid Instagram. Go make yourself feel better by posting something really intentionally crappy that you would never say to them to their face to somebody else's.
Leave her alone. Thank you.
Leave her alone.
Leave everyone alone. Yeah. Go to the playground and pound sand.
Yes. Yeah. Get off Instagram. It ain't real life. Get off Twitter. It ain't real life.
Nope.
Go do something. Mow the lawn. Wax your privates. Do something.
Seriously. That's a distraction.
It sure
trim
is.
Trim your eyebrows or, you know, color. Do some adult coloring. Go to therapy. How about that? Go talk to your therapist instead of taking your crap out on people on Instagram, especially against someone that's been open about their mental health struggles, you loser.
Oh. Yeah. Now, let's talk about Honey Boo Boo, otherwise known as Alana Thompson.
He is a Pluto.
Mama June is her mother, and she is defending her 16-year-old daughter, Alana, because she is in a relationship with a 20-year-old.
Alana is or Boo Boo?
Alana is Boo Boo.
I mean, I'm sorry, Mama June.
Mama June says, I'm fine with her dating. Really? Yeah. Oh, what a big surprise.
Oh, okay.
She is 16. She's dating a 20-year-old.
Got it.
Gosh, you've had a child that age. And Don, is that a weird, because of the 18-year-old, like, then you're an adult thing or?
She's 16.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I wouldn't like that
at all. We're straddling that. So.
No, I would not like that at all.
Oh, yeah.
And then Pumpkin chimed in and said,
I'm sorry, who?
Pumpkin is her sister.
Oh, that's right.
Pumpkin actually took care of Alana a lot when Mama June was all crazy and dating pedophiles. So she says, people need to realize that she's going to be 17 in August.
It doesn't matter, Squash. She's still a kid.
Oh, boy. And she says, at the end of the day, Alana's not that 6-7-year-old child you all fell in love with 11 years ago. She's grown up. She's graduating high school next year, guys.
She's graduating high school. That's a stretch from being a full-fledged adult. And she's dating a... Look, if it was like 18 and 20, that's fine. But there's just something weird about 16 and 20.
Uh-huh.
And you know what I mean?
And then they're also saying,
are
you...
statutory rape.
Right. So they're saying, are you just picking on her because it's an interracial relationship? And it's like,
I didn't even know that.
Right. I didn't say that. But they're sort of pointing the finger at that as well. But I don't think that's the case. I just think strictly 16 and 20 is not good. Mm-mm.
My opinion was forged before you ever said that sentence, and I had no idea what this dude forged. Yes. What is this, Game of Thrones?
Hey, have you heard about Madonna's new NSFW NFTs?
Yeah. Aren't they Madonna, like, nude in various poses?
Yeah, they are 3D art, but they were supposed to be rendered after her real body. And it's basically, she has 20 NFTs where they're digital art, and they butterflies and things emerge from her vagina. Grant showed us one yesterday.
Yeah, that was a lot of butterflies.
A lot of butterflies. And it's like, and they had blocked out the, you know.
Orifice.
Yeah. But I only saw the butterfly one. I want to know what, I guess I'll have to buy the NFT, which I don't want to do. So it all goes to charity, which is a good thing. They're going to be donating 100,000 to each charity. That's what they think these will go for.
Yeah, because doesn't a tree grow out of there?
There's a tree. Point? Yeah. Oh, that's right. We saw
there's
a tree.
There's one with the tree.
There's one birds. With butterflies, birds.
But I think it's like a seedling where an actual tree grows out of it.
A seedling, yes. Where all trees start. Climb my branches. There's a lot of animals. There we go. That's the right one. That's it.
Foraging for nuts.
Is she foraging for nuts like a squirrel? Sure.
We'll be right back. Outside of talking to you two for 3 hours Monday through Friday, my other favorite person to talk to is my therapist.
Yeah, I know I'm good, Jason, but I don't have a psychology degree.
Hey, Dawn, you know where you can get one. St. Mary's University of Minnesota. You can earn your Bachelor of Science in Applied Psychology, and it's fully online.
Really?
Yes, and you can complete it in as few as 2 years. It's also a degree completion program with a generous transfer policy.
I've heard there is such a demand for careers in counseling and social services, school psychology, and human resources. A degree in applied psychology could provide the foundational knowledge needed to start in these careers.
The best part of St. Mary's is its heart. Faculty and staff get to know you and become your allies on your educational journey.
That's right, Don. Go to smumn.edu or use my talk keyword St. Mary's. Thank you for
being afraid. And now, a golden moment with the Golden Girls.
Period where we had no marital relations at all. I totally cut off his sex.
You mean it grows back?
This has been a golden moment with the Golden Girls.
Jason and Alexis right here on My Talk Everything Entertainment, everything Doja Cat. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Coming up in the next segment, Dawn's watching something on the Netflix. Cheesy horror is a clue. She'll tell you about that.
Oh.
Right now, let's have a conversation, shall we?
Sure.
And there's a celebrity revealed something, and it just got me thinking, and I thought, hey, we'll open it up because it's we'll see what people say. It's about sharing. Sharing. That's the theme. Sharing.
Okay.
Sarah Silverman said on The View yesterday that she shares a toothbrush with her boyfriend.
Oh, no.
So let's listen to this, and we'll discuss on the other side.
Not only are you sharing your bed, you're sharing your toothbrush.
Ew. Really? That's disgusting.
I told you I was befuddled by that.
I have never shared a toothbrush with another person in my life, and for some reason with Rory, we have never not used the same toothbrush. Now,
okay.
Never not used the same toothbrush.
So since they've started dating, they've always used the same toothbrush.
Was it just one time they hooked up and he didn't then have another
that,
one?
Yeah. And from that
it's
moment.
Like, well, might as well.
Yeah.
And they just continued.
Yeah.
I'm a big, fat, hairy no on this one.
Yeah.
Look, and I get it. You can make the argument, and she kind of does.
Yeah. What does she say after that?
Well, she says, look. We make out. Yeah, we make out. We touch each other's privates.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is that argument. I mean, you do share other worse things, I guess. But my point is, there's just something very personal about your toothbrush. Am I wrong on that?
No, I 100% agree with you. It's like the food particles. There's one thing to be making out, but, you know, there's stuff coming out.
Who gets Thank it first?
And, right, yeah.
Oh, there's first. That too, Dawn.
Yeah.
I just...
And in between uses, I hope they rinse it really well, or do they just go from one mouth to the other?
Peroxide?
Yeah.
I think it's one mouth to another. Here. Brush-a. Okay, now here's your...
Here's your chance.
I guess they're saving on toothpaste.
Oh, do they not rinse it off and reapply toothpaste?
I hope so, for the love of Peter Pan.
We only need to do this if there's an apocalypse and you only have one toothbrush between four people.
Oh,
okay?
Well, then absolutely.
That,
then I'll share
with Colin.
Let's just
use our own toothbrush. That's the way I feel.
Yeah, in really extreme circumstances.
Does anybody out there in Radioland, do you share anything weird with your SO, with your significant other? Is there anything by societal standards that... No, and don't worry, we will only mildly judge you if you call it. Just mildly.
You can be anonymous.
You can be anonymous. Change your name to Shirley. Just everybody be Shirley if you don't want your real name out there. 651-641-1071. You can be Shirley 1, Shirley 2, Shirley 3. Dawn,
right,
do you share anything? I don't know. No one's calling in. Well, because everyone listening, they don't share. Do you share anything weird by societal standards with MC?
I don't think so. I'm going throughout my day. We wake
Me
up
too.
At different
That's,
times,
yeah.
So I don't share any type of, I mean, I don't know, shampoo?
Well, that's not weird.
Okay.
That's common. Same. That's common, yeah.
What would be, I mean, really, the only the toothbrushes that I can think of that's weird. Maybe underwear.
Oh. Well, I mean...
Yeah, for us, for gays, that's fine. I've worn Colin's underwear before. But clean.
Clean. I think I've put on some boxer briefs before just because I didn't feel like wearing other ones. I'm like, this is just more comfortable right now. I think maybe three times.
Right?
No, I'm doing an inventory because as I was queuing this up, this conversation up, I'm like, is there anything that Colin and I share that is... would be maybe considered odd. And no, I mean, he uses my, we share cologne sometimes. That's not odd.
Like, or silverware or straw.
Yes,
we do that.
Like,
okay.
If you're at a restaurant,
yeah,
I would maybe if we're sharing something. Uh-oh, we got a Shirley.
We got a Shirley?
Yeah.
Lux, we got a Shirley.
Just put her on.
Yeah.
Or him,
put her on.
Whatever.
Let's just go,
whatever.
We don't care.
Hello, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley 1, you're on the air. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Do you share anything unusual with your significant other, Shirley One?
In case of emergency, I have shared deodorant.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Me too. In
okay,
case of
me
emergency.
Too.
Like, oh shoot.
But yeah. but Shirley One, you wouldn't do that on the regular, and is that what I'm hearing?
Not regularly, but, you know, if I forgot mine not all the time. I would still have my own.
No,
yeah.
Shirley One, let me ask you, would you share a toothbrush like Sarah Silverman?
Absolutely not. Never in 100 years.
Right? Right?
I'd rather use my finger.
Me too!
There is, yeah, your toothbrush is taking bacteria off of your tongue and your teeth. When I make out, I am not rubbing my teeth against their teeth.
Oh,
yeah.
I forgot all about the tongue. Thank you, Shirley
Thank
One.
You, Shirley.
I forgot all about the tongue. Thank you. Do we have a Shirley Two?
Yes. Hi, Shirley Two. You're on the air.
Morning. Good morning, stars.
Oh.
Hi, Shirley.
You better have something good to say. Do you share your toothbrush?
Not all the time, but like if we're going on vacation or whatnot, you know, and somebody, you know, the irresponsible husband forgets his toothbrush, then we would share.
Yeah.
I mean, you're sanitizing and rinsing the darn thing off every time. You tell me, all you judgersons out there. What's the difference between this and your bar of soap?
A lot.
Because the bar of soap ain't in my mouth.
Yeah.
Unless he's been
No. It doesn't work like that, cream soda boy.
Yes, it does.
No.
Bye, Shirley 2.
Are you not having, I hate to ask how your marriage is going. But...
Thank you. Well, we got disconnected. Sorry,
Hi,
the storm.
Shirley 3.
Storm knocked out our phone lines. Hi, Shirley 3.
This is... Oh, am I Shirley 3?
Yes,
you are. Yeah.
You're on.
All right. So this is a little bit different, but I was sharing something with a ex-partner that I didn't know I was. So one day I was going about my business, and he bent over, and I saw he was wearing my thong. So he had been wearing my underwear, don't know, clean or dirty. I didn't know about it for, like, almost the whole time we were dating.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
What
was that confrontation like? Did you
call
him out? Or
I said, what the bleep are you doing? Why do you have, like, my underwear? And he's like, oh, I just like how they feel. I just, like, it makes me feel closer to you. And I just thought that was really weird. And, you know, it didn't last very long after that. So
what if, did you find any missing whenever you... left the relationship?
Honestly, I don't even think I would have noticed at the time. So it was just a really weird thing.
Shirley 3.
Yeah. I don't like that. Thank you, Shirley 3.
Thank you, Shirley 3.
For the most shocking answer.
Oh, we ended on a shocking Shirley 3.
It could be kind of hot if you know it. Like,
yes,
you talked about it and you're like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to kink shame. But if you don't know it and all this, like if Colin suddenly bent down, you know, to fix something, or like tie shoe, and he had some like a pink thong going on. I'd be like, sister, what are you doing? Like, what's happening?
Oh, Colin, please do this today.
Colin,
while
please wear.
You're trying to sop off water in your home from the storm.
Yeah, like this morning.
Oh,
if
my
he
gosh.
Was sopping up our flood water, and he'd been over and he had like a pink frilly thong, I'd be like, first of all, two things would be asked. First of all, what the hell? Number two, do I have permission to talk about it on the show?
This is not like a, ooh, let's get...
Can this be segment one and two?
He's just going to use it for the show. That's why he likes it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forget about bending over. What if you just came in and went into your place and he's there standing in... a pink thong.
You're like, where's the webcam? How much money are you making? Let me get a cut.
Lex, can I ask you?
Ooh, that's nice. Angel would lose his mind. He would be like, my dreams come true.
Wait. Well, let me ask you, Lex. I got to ask a follow-up question.
Yes.
What kind of thong are you, like a frilly, like a feminine, like lacy, something like you would make?
Yeah, let's go there.
Oh, if I walked in, I opened the door, and Colin is standing there wearing nothing but like a doily, I would die laughing, and I would just, I would have to walk out. I would be laughing, because I would be like, this is not for real, because Colin wouldn't do that.
What if it was like a Speedo, black, slick, hot guy Speedo?
I would be like, what are you doing? That's actually
what I
just did. I'm kidding. What I just did is probably what I would do. I would go, what are you doing? I would say it just like that, too. And he knows that he's listening and he's smiling.
Come on, Colin.
I would open the door and I'd be like, what are you doing?
Oh,
like,
man.
What the hell are you doing?
You wouldn't be like, let's go.
No, I would be like, what's
don't
for dinner?
Don't even think about it. That's what you would say.
That's right.
What are you
don't
doing?
Back
not
off.
Now.
Back off,
yes.
Yo.
I'd get some garlic.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know about MC, but Angel would lose his mind. He would be so incredibly happy. His dreams came true.
I love to do surprise nudity. I like to just walk through the house and walk by several times completely nude just to see if he'll notice.
Yes.
You know, because he's playing a game and then he'll go, what?
Pause.
And then I'll run away.
Surprise nudity.
He does the same thing.
I don't mind that. Like, Colin does that. We both do that. Now, that's nice.
We're always joking around.
Yeah.
Up until the very last moment, honestly.
I'm just saying opening the door. Opening the door and he's just standing there, like, on purpose, facing the door with a thong. Oh, God. I would be like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. We gotta take a break. We'll be back right after this. Look, you know it's hard to define. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk and streaming worldwide on My Talk app. I'm Jason, Lex, and Dawn. Okay, Dawn, what is this documentary on Netflix?
Okay, so you know the story recently in the news about the nasty fertility doctor who they found out had impregnated hundreds of patients because of things like Ancestry.com, 23andMe. All of these people found out that they were actually, you know, the sibling of someone else. You know, they could have had a private situation going on where, you know, the mother just needed a sperm donor. Well, he is, it's called Our Father. Mm. It's a documentary. I have a problem with it, and a lot of people do.
Mm.
Okay. It is done by Blumhouse Productions, which is traditionally a horror movie company. Jason Blum, he does a lot of horror movies.
Yeah.
And so people are complaining that it's kind of disrespectful to the hundreds of people who they interviewed and who were in pain about it. There are cheesy reenactments. There are a lot of horror looking shots like that are like, okay, this is looks like a horror movie, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really not scoring well. It's just such a shame because, you know, all of these people went through real pain and they're not treating it like a serious document. They are, but they're also this, you know, Blumhouse
sensationalizing
is like, yeah, turning it into like a horror movie, which it is a horrific thing.
Yeah.
The whole story is horrific, but
enough.
Don't be so literal and do weird, scary shots and just like weird camera angles. And, you know, it's just, I feel bad actually. For the people that were involved in this. So it just premiered on Netflix yesterday, and I don't know. I don't know if I would do it, guys.
This bums me out because the trailer looks so good, and it takes place in Indiana, so I have a curiosity.
Yeah.
I kind of know the story, so I really wanted to watch this. Oh, this bums me out.
I just, yeah, so I started, watched a little bit of it, and then I started Googling. I'm like, is anybody else uncomfortable with the way this is being filmed? And yeah, there's
You're
a whole
alone.
CNN article about Our Father turns a fertility doctor's betrayal into a horror movie documentary, you know. It dilutes the message, they say, by shooting and scoring the production using horror movie conventions.
Oh, gross.
This is all about Donald Klein, Dr. Donald Klein.
You know, the sad part about it is the story is horrific enough.
Yes.
Yeah, if they wouldn't have used any of those devices.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. There are other doctors that have done this, unfortunately. There's another documentary about this other guy. It's called Baby God. And this is about a Las Vegas doctor. This was actually, they started discussing this being because of Dr. Klein by watching an episode of Dr. Phil. And so, you know, there's this whole true crime genre, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But where does it become like, all right, this is just sensationalizing a story out of curiosity, and this isn't really helping anyone. It's actually kind of grotesque to be, I don't know, these are people's lives. And just to be violated in that way, I just thought it was going to be treated with more respect. But maybe people will have a different opinion if they, and I didn't watch, you know, I didn't watch all of it. I just did a little taste test.
Well, if I didn't have Alexis's horrible forced movie review assignment on to play today, I would.
It's definitely not. Remember when we made the choice of watching Don't F with Cats at Disney? Don't watch it at Disney.
I will not be watching it at Disney. Yes, I.
Oh, man.
This was just one that I really wanted to be good because the trailer was good.
Yeah, the trailer's good. And
I needed to see.
Really. Yeah. I mean, you can read, you can get more out of reading the numerous articles about this guy, honestly, as far
so
as the
shocking.
Facts go. And
what a fail. And it could have been so good.
Yeah. And it really comes up very first whenever you open Netflix because it was just released yesterday.
Oh, I wondered when it was released. Okay, yesterday?
Just yesterday. It's called Our Father.
Okay. Because seriously,
Yeah, if you've got those weird, like, creepy music going on, and he's trying to explain why he's doing it, and I don't know if that became clear as you were watching. Why did he do this? I mean, that's the most interesting.
It is, you know, it's like they go through the different siblings and, you know, at first it's interesting because people are doing DNA tests and then they're being linked to, you know, Ancestry, and somebody had over 3,000 hits whenever they entered in their name.
What a betrayal
of information. Yeah.
Ugh. Well, folks, go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
Unless you're that doctor.
Yeah.
You know, and the people who made that documentary. But
or
everyone
the movie
else.
Supercross.
Yeah, have fun today. You be you. Have a great day. We love you. Bye for now.